No, get off me, you freak. I don't wanna. No. Please, don't do this. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. I know I hurt you. I can see that now. I can make it right. Just let me go. Please, I don't. No, not my ass. Please, I've never taken it there before. I'll do anything else. Take my pussy. Fuck my mouth if you want, just not my ass. I'm serious. I'm so sorry. Please have mercy, please. I'm so scared. I don't. Stop. But you can't just put it in like that. At least use some lube. You're gonna rip me to pieces if you do it like that. Are you even listening to me? What the fuck's wrong with you? Ah! Bastard! Fucking bastard! What the fuck? You can't do this! This is fucking ass rape, you fuck you! Oh god, it fucking hurts! Ah! Oh god, get out of my ass, you rapist cunt! I'll fucking kill you, you hear me? You're gonna regret this. I'm gonna fuck you up. Mark my words, cocksucker. Help me! Somebody help me! He's killing me! He's killing me with his cock! Oh God, it hurts! Oh, it hurts so fucking bad! Please help me! What did I do? What did I do to deserve this? I mean, I never hurt you like this, and you know it. This isn't fair. Oh. I'm bleeding. You monster, I'm bleeding. Please stop. It's agony. Just stop and I won't tell anyone, I promise. I'll just walk away and are you gonna come? What? No, not inside. Pull out, you idiot. I don't want it. I don't want your dirty cum in me. Stop it. Come anywhere but there. Anywhere. Oh, no, not inside. No. Like hell, I'm sucking your dick. Get that shit away from you. It's just in my ass. It's disgusting. I swear to fucking God, if you put that piece of garbage in my mouth, you'll fucking regret it. You hear me? You rapist son of a bitch. It took you a second to realize that your cock was no longer attached to your body. It wasn't until you looked down and saw the blood spurting from the gory stump that you realized what she'd done. In a frenzy of sheer panic, you fought with her, pulling at the end of your severed cock and pleading with her to release it from her clenched teeth. She refused. After a minute of desperate clawing and pulling, you freed your cock from her mouth, but the bite force she'd exerted had left it shredded and barely recognizable. You seethed in anger as you stared down at the sad mound of destroyed flesh that was once your manhood. Turning your attention to her once again, you found her laughing hysterically on the bed, her mouth twisted in a bloody, vicious grin. In an act of pure rage, you tossed your cock aside and retrieved your pistol from upstairs. You re-entered the basement and, without hesitation, sent a bullet through her chest. She let out a pained shriek and a shuddering sigh and slumped over on the bed. Defeated and dickless, you made your way to the upstairs bathroom, grabbed a towel, and applied pressure to the wound. Unable to stop the bleeding, you knew you had no choice but to go to the hospital. You hurried to the car and reached into your pocket for the keys, but found that they were missing. Confused, you headed back to the basement, thinking they must have fallen out during the struggle. To your horror, you found the basement empty, her body gone, and no keys in sight. It was then that you realized the truth. Your keys had fallen onto the bed, and after surviving the gunshot, she'd used them to free herself and make her escape. Your theory was verified only an hour later when the police broke down your front door. It was over. You'd spend the next 20 years in prison for kidnapping, rape, and attempted murder. The ultimate irony was that as a eunuch, you'd find yourself on the receiving end of many similar violations, courtesy of your bald, sweaty, rapist cellmate. And that, my friend, is what we call a bad ending.